The roundtable was attended by about 20 health workers and community members, most of whom deal with addiction, including neonatal abstinence syndrome, on an almost daily basis.
The disease, yes, disease of addiction, is our most challenging public health and safety issue of our time.
Jenkins says roundtables like this one help him identify the most pressing needs and challenges facing people who are actively dealing with the crisis.
But we, all of us, see some patients with opiate addiction.
That's obstetrician Bassam Sharma.
I mean, it's definitely getting worse. Hepatitis C is getting really bad in this state. I mean, we are screening everybody, all of us, all the OBs are screening everybody, and we have new diagnoses almost on a monthly basis.
Sharma says one of the things that hospitals and doctors need is better reimbursements so they can take care of the patients that need medication-assisted treatment and other resources that can be expensive to provide. And it's not just hospitals and doctors that are struggling. Monica Mason is the director of community paramedic for the Kanawha County Ambulance Authority. She says now 75% of their medication budget goes to buying the overdose reversal drug Narcan.
It equates to about $60,000.
She says the issue is not just the financial burden, but that sometimes it can actually be hard to access a big enough supply for the demand. Jenkins says he's committed to developing health policy that will take concerns brought by Mason and Sharma into account. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.